Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came.
Welcome back, 17 minutes till the hour. Thanks for sitting with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And if you go to Amazon, you can find that book and my new one, The Third Ingredient. Check those out. Barbara Welkman is our guest, our good friend, longtime 20-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, author of J.K. Lash's Guide to Self-Employment, The Small Business Survival Guide, The Big Idea Book. Those are just some of her books, including all the J.K. Lash's tax books. Barbara, which we got the 18 is out?
The 18 is for 2017 returns, so people who are on extension, it's still very helpful, and it has a lot of planning going. And the free online supplement contains a lot of the information about the new law, how it relates to figuring your estimated taxes for 2018.
All right. So look for the 18, J.K. Lasher's Small Business Taxes 2018, which is for the tax your tax filing right now for the last year. So, okay, Barbara, you've been working on a report that I want you to talk to us about. Very, very intelligent work that you've done here. Very good, thorough work on fraud in the workplace. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, I think that we perhaps turn a blind eye to fraud that goes on in our business. But when we find that inventory is missing or there's money missing or employees may in effect steal from the business by inflating their expense accounts.
Right.
These are all kinds of fraud, types of fraud that go on every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers are just staggering, that how much it costs you every year. Even as a small business, it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really just so startling.
So, yeah, and this could be anywhere from what you said with individual employees doing something here and there to somebody doing it systematically, like a bookkeeper.
Like a bookkeeper or a co-owner. I mean, that's really, to me, that's one of the most frightening things when you're in business with somebody and they're taking liberties with company money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And that's one of the issues that you run into. When you're starting a partnership, you know, I talk about with partnership experts all the time, make sure that your partners have the same set of values, so that you know, if you got somebody who doesn't share your values for you know, being parsimonious, for being frugal, for being, you know, true to the company, then you got a problem, don't you?
Absolutely. 29% of fraud is committed by an owner or an executive.
Wow.
So you want to make sure that your top people are people that comport with your ethics.
Mm-hmm. So how do you prevent this from happening?
Well, there's no single strategy for dealing with it. You have to hit on all fronts, if you will, whether it's just proper hiring and training to look for fraud, putting barriers to taking inventory or money, rewarding whistleblowers. For, I think that, unfortunately, you know, we have this attitude that you shouldn't snitch. But, in fact, I mean, let's face it, they're really stealing from you. And if
what about an employee who sees a co-owner stealing from the company?
Well, that's it.
Isn't it? How about
kind of
whistle?
Then you got to go to the other owner.
That would take some courage, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it could be challenging when you have these situations. But again, you want to have external audits, and I think you also want to kind of inspire ethical practices within your employees and make sure that they value that kind of behavior. And that would be one thing. I think another thing you want to look at is check your insurance policy and see whether you have coverage in case gobs of money go missing or inventory
right.
and what you do. Your basic business owner's policy may cover, but it may have a limitation that is not realistic for the size of your business, and you may need additional mm-hmm. coverage for dishonest employees or for other incidents where there is employee fraud.
Right.
And so, again, I think you need to take a really comprehensive approach to the problem. Recognize it and then be proactive.
Policy checks and balances. Another expert recommends that you have all bank records, all check records sent to your house. Don't have them come
yes,
to the office.
And you go over them. Open the envelope.
Yes, yes.
Or you get the email.
And see what that does is that even as somebody told me a long time ago, Barbara, locks are to keep honest people out of your house. You know, the bad guys are going to break in, but the locks are to keep the honest people from walking in. And all you're doing is saying, okay, I'm putting a check and balance here, bookkeeper or whoever, purchasing agent or warehouseman or whatever. I've got this check and balance here. And if they ever think about, you know, taking some, and that's what usually happens. It usually happens with one little thing, and then it gets bigger and bigger. It snowballs. And if you've stopped it, if you've nipped it in the bud, so to speak, then you prevented an honest person from becoming a dishonest person. You've helped them. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, there are other ways of doing it by involving your staff in the business and being transparent so that they understand what it means when inventory is stolen and what it means down the road. If there's less inventory, there's less profit, less ability to give raises and pay benefits.
Bonuses. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah.
BarbaraWeltman.com, right?
You bet.
BarbaraWeltman.com, folks. A lot of good stuff there. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.